Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, June 30th, 1953, and the title is Dynamite in the Blue Chip Mine. Hope you guys enjoy.
Respiratory Disease Association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath. Now, the Cisco Kid, in our exciting story, Dynamite in Blue Chip Mine. In most towns of the Old Southwest, gambling was considered a legal business. Naturally, the crooked gamblers took advantage of this in every way possible and manipulated the cards to put over many a swindle on honest men. Our story opens in the little copper mining town of Granite, high in the mountains. Three men are seated at a table playing poker. One of them, a tall, hawk-faced man with glittering black eyes, looks across the table at the big, gray-haired man opposite.
I get four kings, Grayson.
That sure beats my full house.
You're having a run of hard luck lately, hey, Grayson?
Nothing but hard luck ever since I started playing with Brayley here. Well, I'll have to give you another IOU, Brayley.
Nope. I'm cashing in all your IOUs.
Huh?
They all say on call.
How much do they amount to?
$2,000.
$2,000? Well, I just can't pay you.
You're on the blue chip mine, Grayson. I'll take that.
Oh, no, you won't. Right now, the blue chip's worth $10,000, even as little as I've worked it.
All right, then pay off these IOUs.
But I tell you, I can't. I ain't got the money. It's all tied up in my mind.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Grayson. I'll play you one hand of showdown. If you win, you get back all these IOUs. If I win, I get your mine.
But that ain't a fair deal.
I'm saying it is.
Well, guess there's nothing else I can do.
You heard that, boys?
Yeah, we heard.
All right, cut the deal, Grayson. High card deals.
10 spot.
Queen. Nice deal. Face up.
I still can't figure out how them IOUs got up to so much money. Well, there's a pair.
Looks like you're headed for a straight, Brayley.
I don't know. Straight it is. I got you beat, Grayson.
Blazes.
I'll have the transfer papers drawn up and you can sign the mine over to me. Then I'll tear up these IOUs.
Wait a minute, Brayley. Let me see them IOUs.
Well, sure. Here they are.
Say, this one's for 500. I remember signing that for 50. Why, you dirty crook, Brayley. I'll beat you with an inch of your life.
All right, you all saw me win that mine fair and square, boys. And you all saw me shoot in self-defense.
I guess that's right, Brayley.
Fair and square, Brayley.
Yeah, there's a little juggling of these here cards. Down the ground, it looked just about the same, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, just about the same. I would not change very much in a year's time.
Be good to see Senor Grayson again, Cisco.
Si.
Senor Grayson likes Cisco and Pancho very much.
You should not say that, amigo. That is not a modest remark.
No?
You should say that we like Senor Grayson very much.
See, that's what Pancho means. Pancho just get mixed up.
Yeah, there's the entrance to Senor Grayson's mine just ahead of us.
Who those hombres, Cisco?
One of them is the sheriff. I can see his star. The other two, I do not know.
They nail up a sign.
Hey, let us stop and see what that sign says.
Oh, look what the sign says. We read it now. Not say nothing yet, Cisco. Big hombre just write on it.
Say, Chico.
What do you write? What do you write, Cisco? Pancho not can read.
It says, ownership of Tom Brayley.
Tom Brayley.
Senor Grayson must have sold his mine, Pancho.
Oh.
There she's posted, Sheriff.
Yep. Mighty ornery way to get hold of property, if you ask me, Brayley.
But it's legal. I got witnesses.
Yeah, I know.
I would like to know what the sheriff meant by that remark, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Your pardon, senores. I say your grace and sold this mine.
What do you want to know for?
Oh, it's a simple question, senor.
Well, it's none of your business, Ambry.
Say, ain't you the Cisco kid?
Si, senor sheriff.
I thought so. I've seen you in Dolby City. What you doing here in town?
We came here to pay our respects to our friend, Senor Grayson, and his daughter.
Grayson's dead.
Dead?
Santa, we not know this, Cisco.
What caused his death, Senor Sheriff?
Well, he tried to draw on Brayley here during a card game.
Oh, I see. And you killed him?
Man's got a right to defend himself.
Cisco, seeing you're a friend of Grayson's, you can stay in town for 24 hours. But watch what you do. See that?
You're on my property, Cisco. Get off it.
Very well, Brayley, we will. But I warn you, I'm going to find out more about Senor Grayson's death. Much more.
Mighty rich vein in this mine, Brayley.
Sure looks good, Con. I'm going to make some money out of this.
Grayson didn't tunnel in very far. There's the end of it right ahead of us.
Yeah, it's plenty far enough, though, for now.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of one thing, Con. That Cisco kid.
Yeah, what about him?
He's dangerous to me. He's smart, that hombre. He was a friend of Grayson's. He's going to investigate Grayson's death, like he said.
Yeah, he might even dynamite this mine, Brayley.
Hey, that's an idea, Con. There's just this one tunnel in the mine. Makes around that bend back there. And if we could get Cisco and that other one into this tunnel and then touch off a blast at the bend, we'd have them.
Yeah, they'd suffocate quick.
Come on, let's get out of here and start figuring on that.
Blast would sure make a mess in here.
As long as it makes a mess of Cisco, I don't care. And somehow we're going to get him in here.
You have our deepest sympathy, senorita.
Yes, si, senorita. Pancho Symphony, too.
I still can't believe it. It's been 3 days since Dad was killed. Cisco, Dad wouldn't go after that really the way they said he did without provocation.
No, I'm sure he would not, senorita. Your father was a very level-headed man.
Except when it came to gambling. He just gambled away everything we had except the mine. And then he gave Brayley those IOUs.
Have you seen the IOUs, senorita?
No. Brayley hadn't been near me. He'd better not either. I got the story from the sheriff. Oh, Cisco, can't something be done about getting the mine back?
I do not know, senorita. That Brayley does not look honest to me.
Cisco, hear that Brayley hombre now.
Oh, see, so it is.
Not if he's coming here to see me. I don't want to see him.
I can understand how you feel, senorita Judy. But if I were you, I would listen to what he has to say.
Well, will you stay, Cisco? You and Pancho?
Our horses are out of sight at the back of the house, are they not, Pancho?
Si, they're not, Cisco.
And suppose Pancho and I go into the next room, senorita, and leave the door ajar. I would like to know what that hombre has to say.
All right, then, Cisco. Go right in there.
Gracias, senorita.
Gracias, senorita.
I'll leave the door open a little like this, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Now, Pancho, do not start talking. We do not want him to know we are here.
Pancho not talk, Cisco. Howdy, Miss Judy. I'd like to see you for a minute.
Come in. You're not welcome in this house, Mr. Braley. So say whatever you have to say quickly.
It's just this, Miss Judy. Your father owed me a lot of money, so he gave me his mine in payment. But I've been thinking it over, and it seems only fair. You're all alone now to give you half the mine.
I'll accept nothing from you.
You ain't got to accept it. I'm just giving it to you. Hey, Cisco been here to call?
Yes.
Understand he was friendly to your dad. Now, you tell Cisco and that other one to meet me at the entrance to the mine at sunset. And you come with him, too. And I'll take you all into the mine, and you can pick out which side of it you want to work.
Mr. Braley, I told you, I don't want anything.
I ain't going to argue with you, miss. I'm doing you a favor. You have Cisco here at sunset. Good day, Miss Judy.
All right, he's gone, Cisco. Did you hear what he said?
Si, senorita. Pancho and I will meet him as he suggested. And you will not go with us, however.
Cisco, I don't trust that man. It may be a trick of some sort.
Of course it is a trick. No one ever gives away one side of a mine. It may be, of course, that Braley wants to win public favor by a so-called generous gesture. But whatever it is, I want to find out.
All right, hustle up that drilling, Con. Get mighty close to sunset.
Once more will do it, Braley. There. I'll get the charge of dynamite into that hole and we'll be all ready for Cisco.
Right. I'll shove a gun into Cisco's ribs and you get that other side winder. Then we'll knock them both out with these pieces of iron pipe. And I'll let him see the pipe.
All right, boss. I just hope Cisco falls for this.
All I need is for him to take his eyes off me for just 1 second. Yeah, howdy, Cisco. I take it Miss Judy gave you my message.
She did. No monkey business, hombre. We watch you close.
There ain't no monkey business about this. I'm just doing what I think's right. Now, bring along the lantern, Con.
Yep, got it.
You couldn't persuade Miss Judy to come along, eh?
I advised her to stay at home. Now, before we go into that tunnel, hombre, let me tell you something. If you make one false move, you will regret it.
Well, I'm acting in good faith, Cisco. Come on. You can follow me and Con.
So far. Good, Cisco. Si, Pancho. So far.
Now, like I told Miss Judy, Cisco, you can pick which side of this mine you want in her name.
Well, that is most unusual. You are prepared to put that in writing?
Sure thing.
Tom Braley don't say things he don't mean.
Here, let's stop here. You can examine the two walls of this tunnel, Cisco.
Which one do you think is the best?
Well, I sure ain't picking out one for you. Here, look at the walls over here. Then we'll go on a little further, and you can look at them over there.
Why don't you keep your eyes on these, Andres?
See, Cisco. Why don't you keep his eyes on them?
I will take a quick look.
Why don't you take a quick look at the other wall?
Hey, get your hands up, Cisco.
You too, hombre.
Pancho, what did I tell you?
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho, just take a quick look.
Never mind the cab. Get the guns, Con. Go around behind him.
Right.
Let him have it.
No, you do not. Oh, you.
Not fast enough, Cisco.
You hit Cisco, Pancho, fix you.
Not much you don't. Nice work, Con. They're both out cold. Now, come on, we'll drag him further into this tunnel. Then come back and light up that fuse and get out of here. In another minute, Con, they'll be sealed up tight in this mine.
If the heavy charge of dynamite seals up the tunnel with debris, Cisco and Pancho will be in danger of death by suffocation. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid.
Back in 1896, it took an awful lot of energy to be a kid, starting with a 3-mile hike to school in the morning. ...1896 was the year Hot Ralston cereal came along to provide this kind of energy. And Hot Ralston provides the energy today's lively youngsters need, too. because Hot Ralston's the same today as it was back in 1896. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It's got the vitamins, protein, and minerals your whole family needs. And Hot Ralston's got the flavor, too. Rich whole grain wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's Hot Ralston. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now, back to the Cisco Kids and our exciting story, Dynamite in Blue Chip Mine. Arriving in the copper mining town of Granite, Cisco and Pancho learned that their friend, mine owner Grayson, had been shot and killed by Tom Brayley, gambler. Witnesses testified Brayley had killed Grayson in self-defense, but Cisco determined to investigate. While in the Blue Chip Mine, which Brayley had taken over because of unpaid IOUs from Grayson, Cisco and Pancho were struck down by Brayley and his henchmen, who then lit a fuse attached to a heavy charge of dynamite between our friends and the tunnel entrance. Now...
Cisco. Oh, Pancho get hit by a locomotive.
I feel the same way, Pancho. Oh, mother to me. Let me try to collect my wits.
Pancho not got some wits left.
Pancho, I smell smoke, like powder smoke.
Pancho not smell nothing, Cisco.
Well, I smell it. Look, Pancho, throw the light.
Where?
Up on the ceiling of the tunnel by the big ledge. Santo, there's a fuse burning. Oh. Pancho, we must get out of here quickly.
Pancho, try to get on his feet, Cisco.
Here, I will help you, amigo. There can only be one thing. Dynamite. That's really coyote. Come on, stand up.
Hey, Pancho.
Now, come.
Cisco, Pancho slip on a loose rock. Fall down.
Hurry, Pancho, hurry.
Pancho skin his knees, Cisco. Pancho not get up so easy.
Oh, must I carry you out of this tunnel, Pancho? That's fuse.
Cisco.
Are you all right, Pancho?
Pancho just get up on his feet and get knocked down again.
Perhaps it's just as well. We kept on going. We would have been right under that blast when it went off.
Oh, Pancho, not see nothing now, Cisco.
A charge of dynamite brought down the whole ledge. Pancho, we are trapped in this tunnel.
What we do, Cisco? Pancho, not want to be trapped in the tunnel.
I'll light a match. Just let us hope there are no gases in this tunnel to explode. Madre mia. Look, Pancho.
Where?
The tunnel is filled right up to the top of those heavy boulders.
We not stay here, Cisco. We get out of here, no?
That is what we are going to try to do, amigo. But I do not know just how. We have no tools to work with. Pancho, have you got some matches?
No, Pancho got a few matches, Cisco.
A light one. This is burned down.
Si.
Maybe that all that debris has shot off the air. Somehow we must get out of here. Now come.
Come where, Cisco?
All we can do is try to move one or two of these rocks to let some air in.
Uh-huh.
Here's the place. I will stand right here. You hold the match.
Si, Cisco.
Air is getting heavier already.
Oh, very heavy.
We should not even burn those matches in here, Pancho, but we must. Because I must see what I'm doing. Mother mia, Pancho, these rocks are heavy. I'm afraid our chances of getting out are very slim.
Remember, Con. I'll do the talking.
That's all right with me, really.
Still in your office, eh, Sheriff? Good. I hoped you would be.
What you want, Brayley?
You hear that blast a couple of minutes ago?
Yeah. Somebody working late at one of the mines, huh?
In this case, that coyote Cisco set off a charge of dynamite in my mine. He's blocked the tunnel plumb off.
You sure of that, Brayley?
Of course I'm sure of it. Me and Con been watching that tunnel entrance most of the day. Figuring Cisco would be up to something.
All right. I'll go put him under arrest, Brayley. Where is he now?
He's in the tunnel, Sheriff. Sealed himself plumb in there.
Sealed himself in? Now, wait a minute, Brayley. That don't make sense.
I ain't here to tell you how he done it, Sheriff. I'm just here to tell you he done it. Him and that partner of his are in there.
Well, then, by thunder, we'll have to turn out every drilling crew in town to get him out. Come on.
Sure, Sheriff, but if you get him out alive, I'm bringing damage charges against Cisco.
Never mind that now, Brayley. First thing to do is to get him out. We've got to save their lives if we can. Now, come on. We'll need every man we can get.
You're right along, Sheriff. after I round up some crews.
We'll make it fast. Get it, get it.
What'd you tell him all that for, Brayley?
Just to cover myself ahead of time.
Now they may get him out alive.
Well, they won't. They can't get started working there for 10 more minutes anyway. Take them out a couple hours to drill through all that stuff, and by that time, Cisco and the other one will be dead. Well, come on, let's go pay a call on that girl.
Not get far, Cisco.
No, the air is getting worse, Pancho.
See, si.
Must look for some other way to get the air through to us.
Got you through the roof, Cisco. Santa Pancho, not get enough air, Cisco.
It's getting hard to breathe, amigo.
Pancho, think he say adios to Cisco.
No, 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 Pancho. Do not give up. There's a great overhanging boulder up there. I believe that dynamite nearly tore loose.
Pancho, I can breathe hardly. Cisco.
You must hang on, amigo. Now brace your back against the wall of the tunnel.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, please. So.
That's good. I'll stand on your shoulders. If I can dislodge that boulder, I mean, that air through to us. Now hold your hands, amigo.
Pancho, try it. Pancho, not got much strength left.
All right, now, I'll get up on your shoulders. Oh, you know, Pancho. Yeah, just like that. The ray of my head is beginning to swim.
Cisco, is you up there?
See, Chico. This boulder's just about to drop. Even a slight push will bring it down. There's a chance, though, that it may fall directly on us.
Pancho, think that feather is not breathed, Cisco.
Then hold still. Just a second longer, Pancho. We'll take the chance. Going to push the boulder. Now.
It comes, Cisco.
See, it's moving, Pancho. Here it comes. Look out, I'm going to jump clear. Pancho, hold the way quick, Pancho.
Gracias, Cisco, for pulling Pancho out of the way.
Look, Pancho. There. Look up. Huh? There's light showing through where that boulder was.
Ooh.
Fresh air, amigo. Fresh air.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, breathe the fresh air. Oh, Cisco, the best fresh air Pancho ever smelled.
Yeah, that is where we'll make our escape, Pancho. Up through there. Fill your lungs with that good air, amigo. And let us get to work. The Senorita Grayson may need our help.
Guess you ain't gonna be trouble while you talk to the Grayson girl, Brayley. Most everybody in town's hustled over to the mine.
Well, I hope she ain't heard about it. She might be gone, too.
I don't think she'd hear about it. She's been staying in the house since her old man died.
And we'll see in just a minute, now. Come on.
Yeah.
We won't bother to knock, Con. We'll go right in if the door's unlocked. Yep, maybe. Howdy, Miss Judy.
Howdy.
What do you men want? What do you mean by walking right in here?
I ain't standing on ceremony, miss. I'd kind of like to have you sign the blue chip mine over to me.
But I thought you... Where's Cisco and Pancho?
They're looking over the mine, eh, Con?
Yeah, that's right, Brayley. They're looking over the mine.
What do you mean?
I ain't here to bandy words with you, gal. Here. Sign this.
I'll sign nothing for you, you killer.
You might as well sign. I got that mine anyway. This will just make it fully legal. And if you don't sign, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, I don't care. I wouldn't sign away Dad's mine to you, even if you cut me in inch pieces.
Well, that's just what I'm going to do, gal. Grab a car.
No, no. No, no, don't. Please don't.
Hey, Brayley. Here comes the Cisco kid.
All right, I'll take care of him.
I thought you would be here, hombre. Pancho, watch the other hombre. And then I watch him.
Pancho, watch it, Cisco.
You nut. Take time to quiet this game. Guilty. One more punch of the jaw.
One down, Cisco.
No, you hombre, I'll take your guns. You all right, senorita?
Yes, I'm all right, Cisco. But he was going to kill me. He wanted me to sign over the mine to him.
See, as I thought he would. Which reminds me, I want to see those IOUs of your father's. If this hombre here's got them, get up, you.
I ain't fighting no more, Cisco.
Turn out the contents of your pockets. Put them on that table. Quickly.
Easy now.
Here are the IOUs. You still kept them. You really did have a guilty conscience, Maverick. Let us see.
So, you got out of that tunnel through the top, eh, Cisco? Well, I'm putting you under arrest.
That's right. Grab him, sir.
Nobody grab Cisco, Pancho, thing.
Sheriff, wait. Look here. Look at this IOU. That amount of money was originally 50. This Brayley hombre added another cipher to make it 500. And look, This one, the same. Here, still another.
That's a lie, Sheriff.
You're not telling Cisco he lied.
Someone hit you, hombre?
Hey, it does look as if it had been changed.
Sheriff, go look at that sign this hombre put up at the entrance to the tunnel. Look at the letter O in the name Tom. You will find it was drawn just the way these ciphers were drawn.
What about that, really?
Well, just disappointed. Cisco hit him again.
This time he stayed hit, no?
It looks like you got a good point here, Cisco. I've always been suspicious of Braley, but I never had anything on it.
See, Sheriff, take him and when you... Murder. Now, senorita, this mine is yours and no one else's.
Did Braley confess, Cisco?
See, after the other maverick con broke down and told the whole story, they are both going to be tried for murder.
Oh, I don't know what I can say to thank you, Cisco.
Do not say a thing, senorita. Your father was a friend to Pancho and me. It was only right that we help his daughter.
I nearly lose your life in doing so.
Oh, there is risk in everything, senorita.
Oh, you just won't let me thank you, will you? Just the same, I'm going to thank you.
But please, senorita.
Oh, not in words.
No?
No, Cisco. Like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's good to play music.
Si, amigo, it's very good to play music. What made you think of that?
Sometimes Pancho thinks he likes to play music.
Oh, it's not too late for you to learn, Pancho.
No, Pancho not learn now, Cisco. Every time Pancho thinks he learns, then Pancho thinks of his friend Salvino.
What about Salvino?
Salvino used to play music, but Salvino got to give it up.
Oh, what did Salvino used to play, Chico?
He used to play the organ, Cisco.
Oh, that is a very fine instrument, Pancho.
Yeah, but if Pancho played the organ, Pancho played, he got to give it up someday just like Salvino.
Well, I do not understand why you would.
Hey, Pancho understands, Cisco.
Well, tell me, why did Salvino have to give up playing the organ?
Because he lost the monkey.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Where are you going with a bucket and brush, little girl?
I'm going out to clean up the earth.
Clean up the earth?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a big job for such a little girl.
I know.
Like, why don't you just tell your mommy and daddy to have their furnace checked annually?
Yeah?
And refrain from burning trash.
And will that clean up the earth?
Well, at least it'll keep it from getting any dirtier.
I was wondering how I was going to do it.
You mean clean up the earth all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm not even supposed to cross the street by myself.
Cleaning up the air begins at home. Join with your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.